続いて第3部です。これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問はそれぞれ2度繰り返されます。この問題には例題はありません。問題はナンバー21からナンバー30まで10題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number 21.
Emma enjoys shopping. This weekend, she will go to the new shopping center with her friend. She is going to buy a birthday present for her mother.
Question. What will Emma do this weekend?
Emma enjoys shopping. This weekend, she will go to the new shopping center with her friend. She is going to buy a birthday present for her mother.
Question. What will Emma do this weekend? Number 22.
My parents and I went to my favorite curry restaurant last night. It's near our house. The vegetable curry is really good.
Question. What is the girl talking about?
My parents and I went to my favorite curry restaurant last night. It's near our house.The vegetable curry is really good.
Question. What is the girl talking about? Number 23.
Kathy and Mary play tennis together on Saturday mornings. Today it rained, so they went to a shopping mall.They bought some books there.
Question. What did Kathy and Mary do today?
Kathy and Mary play tennis together on Saturday mornings. Today it rained, so they went to a shopping mall. They bought some books there.
Question. What did Kathy and Mary do today?
Number 24.
After school, I often go to my friend Andrew's house, and we study together. Sometimes we play computer games too. Andrew has lots of great games.
Question. Where does the boy often go after school?
After school, I often go to my friend Andrew's house.And we study together. Sometimes we play computer games too. Andrew has lots of great games.
Question. Where does the boy often go after school?
Number 25.
Wendy had a party at her house yesterday. She made pasta and her husband made vegetable soup. Her friend Julie brought drinks and cake.
Question. Who made vegetable soup?
Wendy had a party at her house yesterday. She made pasta and her husband made vegetable soup.Her friend Julie brought drinks and cake.
Question. Who made vegetable soup? Number 26.
Emmy likes reading. She often goes to the library.Today, she will read a book at home after school.
Question. What will Emmy do today?
Emmy likes reading. She often goes to the library. Today, she will read a book at home after school.
Question. What will Emmy do today? Number 27.
Jack usually plays soccer or rides his bike with his friends after school. But it rained yesterday, so he stayed at home and read books in the afternoon.
Question. What did Jack do yesterday afternoon?
Jack usually plays soccer or rides his bike with his friends after school. But it rained yesterday, so he stayed at home and read books in the afternoon.
Question. What did Jack do yesterday afternoon? Number 28.
Yesterday, my father made lunch for Anna and me. My mother and brother were not home. My grandmother came to visit me, so I cleaned my house. Anna helped me.
Question. What did the girl do yesterday?
Yesterday, my father made lunch for Anna and me. My mother and brother were not home. My grandmother came to visit me, so I cleaned my house. Anna helped me.
Question. What did the girl do yesterday? Number 29.
Jack usually rides his bike to school when the weather is nice. When it is rainy, Jack's father takes him to school by car.
Question. How does Jack usually go to school?
Jack usually rides his bike to school when the weather is nice. When it is rainy, Jack's father takes him to school by car.
Question. How does Jack usually go to school? Number 30.
Welcome to the City Art Museum. The fees are $3 for kids, $5 for junior high school students, and $10 for adults.
Question. How much is the fee for adults?
Welcome to the City Art Museum. The fees are $3 for kids, $5 for junior high school students, and $10 for adults.
Question. How much is the fee for adults?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただき、ありがとうございました。質問がある方は、直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、 問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退出するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず、会場出口まで静かに退出してください。なお、4級受験者及び5級受験者の皆さんは、後日、受験した級のスピーキングテストをインターネット上で受験することができます。スピーキングテストのご案内は、問題冊子の最後のページに記載してありますので、後ほどご確認ください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。